all the way to Richmond Valley. Richmond Valley. To say. The tour discussing Mikkel in the Kablonis by Kharkov. And he brings down Derek Agav, the idea of the Rambam, where he says it's called Derek Agav, and discussing the Indian of Kablonis by Metalkalim, which really could be bigger next to your Rishon Beis, Rishon Zayin. He says the reason why, the portion explained, because it's safe for the Rambam to have the Indian of Kablonis. The third was the Indian of Metalkalim, the Indian of Kablonis by Metalkalim. First, he brings down Machlokes, the Rambam, first the Ravid, the case when you hire a person to work for you all year, to do a specific job, to sell for you, to write for you, a specific job. Come on, the Rambam. He wants title of Maisit Smotis, like all Kabbalists. You're hiring for that job over here. Mash Enki, the words of the Ravid is, it's Mishtar Shoy. Mishtar Shoy. You're taking enough from it, you're getting out of it. Beard over. You stand in case of a Kabbalist, in the case, let's say, you go to cleaners, you're giving you suit on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You want to pick it up on Monday. Whether he cleans the suit on Shabbos, or whether he cleans the suit on Sunday, does not make a difference. Up to him. A diet is not sure. They put some water. Same just as the Rambam. The fact that he's writing for you, or he's sewing for you, he has a choice to do it on Shabbos or Sunday. Does that make a difference in the case of a Kabbal? Atzal Hasheni. The Rambam understands that's true. You can do whatever you want. But since, let's say, you want for him to write for you on Sunday, and if he chooses not to write for you on Shabbos, he'll have to write the other thing on Sunday. That comes along. They have two things being done at the same time. On Sunday, it can be done that way. And therefore, in essence, you're gaining out of it when he writes for you on Shabbos. So, since you're gaining out of it for you when he writes for you on Shabbos, nichli get him shlichus. And therefore, you have a baya, and you do not have the heter kabbalonis. That's a simple understanding. Malachud, you pass like the Rambam or the Ravid. The Vosha, the Stavro, is like the Ravid. Mashiach, the point of the Mechaber has a stamp, Yeshurim. This is El Rab Negraz. Klal in the Mechaber Stam Yeshem Halacha Kistam. Zaki Moshe went this way. Therefore, the Aliyabo, the Raz, or Chashulchan, they passing like the Rambam Lekulo. The Meister Shun, the Bialocha said, it's true that the pasture should be that we pass like the Rambam Lekulo. However, again, he does bring down the Vush, it seems to be Chosh that way. And therefore, you want to say, the Chachila person should be Machmer. That means the way how Abuz and True explains in Chalakai, that the Ikir is like the Rambam Lekulo. However, the Meshua says, the Chachila to be Chosh to arrive it. They have a set job to go do all year round. A person should be machmer as a getter, not a kabbalist, but lechumro. Now, what is this case over here per se? Mishpum Migdan Machloikis, Mogavom versus Taz, what exactly this case over here is. The way you have the Mogavom understand, and the essence, you tell them you can write whenever you want this thing, and meaning half the time he's free. You don't write constantly. You can, every time something important comes up, write. Anytime it's the gate of business, write. Most of the time he's free to do whatever he wants. But let's say you tell him to write to you constantly every single day, then says the Magaram, that's a vada, that's shlichus, that's a vada, that's also. And that's how the Graz goes, the Chosholfan, Taisa Shabbos, they pass like the Magaram. Atzal Hasheni, the Taz went not away. He tells us, even though he's writing to you constantly, as long as you're not machbid for it, the Mai said, that's the case when the Rambam is saying it's mutter. You're not machbid. The Rambam disagrees, that's like, so it's not sure, you're having enough from it. So we have two ways to understand the Machlokes. And the way I have the Taz, when he says, he said to me, you're not Machmir, that's something Eliyahu and Lavush, they seem to go. That means, in this Rambam, what's the Yisod of the Heter? Is it the case that a person is writing constantly? That's the way how the Taz seems to understand. Mashiach and Magaram says, no, that's a Vadim Kulam, that should be also. Help go on further, that must be exact clearly. This don't tell you that Machloik is Rambam and Ravid. It's only a case where you're saying a specific job to go do, write for me or sell for me. Let's say you say the Cholam Malacha is going to go do all these different jobs for me, then everyone agrees the Malacha is the Vada, you're getting out of it. The Vada should be also. Now the Malacha does point out, everyone agrees. The Beis Yosef is Mitzada that way, he's still Masubin that way. The Malacha comes out, and the Malacha the Malacha is the Vada, everyone does agree it should be also. Void Moisef, the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch. It's a Malacha that's being written when the Rambam is adopting the bias of a Goy. A bias of Yisrael, you have a bias of Sugim Maris Ayin. Therefore, it's also. So first, we come down the page. We have 3 points it says over here. Number one, you hire somebody for a specific job. That's Machlokes Rambam versus Ravid. Zik halacha is like the Rambam, the Kulo. Have Mishmu said nochon lochos for the Ravid. Number two, this whole Machlokes is dark with a specific job. L'chol malachos, do all jobs, to do everything for you that the Ramos and the Maitre is also. And number three, this Heter is dark in the case of a bias, a shol nochri, not a bias, a shol yisrael, then a bias also. Now, Once we have the Tetra, speaks that Rav Elazar will just take it a step further and stand the lumdus behind it. Let's say you hire a person to work for you 40 hours. 40 hours a week. Pashtus, that's scary. You're hiring him not for the specific job. You're hiring him for it to pay by the hour. Let's say you have 40 hours during the week. You can work any 40 hours you want. You can take all 40 and work your mechal. You can take 12 hours and work on Shabbos. Whatever you want. So, is that a kablan? The worst technical word is a skirion. You're paying him for the hour and not for the job. But Maisi, he can pick any hour he wants to work. He can work on Shabbos or can work during the day, during the week. So that mamash sounds like the case over here, the Rambam and the Ravid. Rambam, the Ravid is that you have a choice when to work on Shabbos during the week. It's his choice. It's the idea of Daiti Dunashri. So it says of us that Gamma technically is a skirion, but he has a right to pick when to be the skirion. He's a Daiti Dunashri. So according to Rambam, Abadah should be Mutter. Not only that, according to Ravid, why according to Ravid is Otter? Because he has an offer from it. Why? Because if he comes and does not work, works on Shabbos, not work on Shabbos, on Sunday he cannot do the double amount. He'll have to do one act, not something else, so you gain out of it. Here, if he works for you on Shabbos, you gain nothing out of it. It's always 40 hours no matter what. If he wants to sign the Rambam and sign the Ravid, you make a deal with the person to work 40 hours during the week, and he chooses to work for you on Shabbos, it's got a gam, has a technical aspect of skill going, Medina is to get him a couple of us. Medina's couple on this, because circle so are died to the Nashay. That's Mamash the Rambam, and even the Ravid agrees to this, because here you gain nothing out of it, there's no one out of it. So you can make, if you want, you can always make a skill yoyim, it's the luck of a kablam. Because circle so he's picking when to go work for you. What? Even according to the grounds. Because it's true, you're hiring a specific thing, as long as it's not a bias or shol, that's enough. He's you pick anytime you want. It is a skill yoyim, it is, according to the grounds, it's a skill yoyim, it is a skill yoyim. But a skill yoyim has a head of dice to the nashay. If it's a bias or not, as he says, we have this Rambam and the Ravid over here. And therefore, it has to get the lucky kaplan, not a kaplan, but it has to get the lucky kaplan. Now, upon these kolom over here, again, we're saying, these assignments, speaks of the Mishnah Berurah, what happened when they get to a shivcha, a maid, a servant that you have in your house. Now, the case of Mishnah Berurah discussing is 200 years ago, the Archashul was discussing 200 years ago. The case was you had a maid in your house. They cleaned and they washed and they made food for you and they did all these different jobs for you. They are 24/7. Can you have a shvacha work for you on Shabbos? Speaks out the Paiskim, very simple. Lechora, we set three different columns. Those three should be a problem. If you go the tzad of a specific job, according to Rabbi, the balance also. Which I'm sure you have an offer. Well, in the second thing, we say all malachas also look liyamo. Here, the Ma'aser Shivcha does all different malachas. And number three, you have a bayas as a shulchan aruch bayisal yisrael. Is the bias Shal Yisrael? Lechora, the three klom we said, Lechora, all three klom is a problem having a shvacha, a maid in your house, work if you want Shabbos. That's how the Mishpura says very clearly. The Chosuch and the Lechora, a maid servant in your house, the mice is a baya. The question is, what happens, let's say you have a maid servant in your own house, can she now do malacha for you? Can you, she the mice, sorry, not malacha for you, can you do her own malacha? Because she in a bayis or yisrael, she's in your house, and she wants to own malacha. She wants to cook for herself. She wants to sew her own clothing. She wants to find the radio to listen by herself. She wants to malacha for herself. Is that also a mutter? So we should move here when he meets down the end of shivcha sukkah lamed. He goes on further and says, doing even her own malacha, meets down the taz at the beginning of the simon. We want time on ma'aseh also. The sugya of him and tzad ma'arzayin. Why she's a bayis of yisrael? I tell you, we should move down the eli rabbo. And other parts like this, no, the Maisa circle is doing for herself. Why is it Maris Zayin? That's how Moshe wants to pass them. Or a Chashul wants. The Rav Mishavur comes out from Maskon. He says the Vad in the case which Nicker, she's doing it for herself. It's her own clothing. She put on the radio for herself. And once the Vad is going to cool down, there's no Sugya Maris Zayin over here. That means the Mishavur is saying a guy in Yid's house of Vadish can work for Yid. But if for herself, if the case that's nicker, that's for herself, that'll be mutter. Otherwise, machleik is taz versus el rabbo. The other part that they discuss, that people now have living maids, and they are given a room in the house. That's basically, whose room is that? Is that a bayis shel Yisrael? It'll have this machleik is taz and el rabbo, so you cannot do maybe your own work, your own things in your own room. But is that bayis shel nochri? Al pi choshem mishpot l'chutz bayis shel Yisrael. Did they get a choshem mishpot? Did they get this? No. How do people look upon it? So there is a question to Shlomo Zalman. He wants to tell al pi sfar shvoy l'chutz to be a case of a bayis shel nafri. It's her room. Some of them I know do not let other people into her room. Even they do let her in. Bayis even stands. It's her room. If you check it, everyone knows steam is no problem anyway. That's not hard. Everyone walks in, everyone knows, everyone passes by, everyone sees this is her room. Everyone knows her room. If you have been ever a little maid, everyone knows that's her room. That's not, everyone knows. Game
from outside you don't know.
It's fine. So, again, so every it's her place, it's her affair, it's her responsibility. Therefore the Zilber Sheen and the Shmir Shabbat Khosai. And the Maestro knew it was from one time, both parts of one time in her room. A cup should be all back. One time it has a get of her room. Again, they do bring down Shai Blisky wants to argue, but he can push one time in her room. They have a person told me that what they do when they get doing the laundry, they're told by their Rav, I think they told me, that they give the laundry to her in her room before Shabbos. Now she can do whenever she wants the laundry. Her room is like giving it to a cleaner. She irons in the room. The irons gives them the shirts to them in her room before Shabbos, and she irons in her room. It's her room. Why? It's her room. It has now together with things. She can do whenever she wants. Shabbos, almost Shabbos.
Why have to give her name?
Because in the Bayis Shel Yisrael, you have a Bayah. This is a Bayis Shel Nafri.
She can take it
out. Who's going to take it? Everyone knows why she takes it. Who said you can go do that?
What do you about
now, so which really leads now to the next question. Again, we're saying over here that there's a heter of her room bring her room. The question really is, Stamazai, the gate to a living maid is manazeh, is the same halacha like the Mishbu says of a shvachal. A shvachal. The maid servant, a pisvah shvachal, the chur, just like Mishbu and Aruch Shulchan, Aser, shvachal, maids in those days, chur today should be the same thing. However, Kamlan, go with one mahalacha, and Kabbalah says so very nicely, very sweetly. He Kamlan says that no, their shvachas, their maids are very different hours. You see it today is, you hire a maid, let's say you pay her $20,000 a year, and you give her food on board, and therefore she sews, cleans, washes things for you, different things she does for you. Now, the way how it's set up is that she, when she does things for you, she's not really work for you 24/7. She works for you, she has 2 days off a week, or 1 day off a week, she works from 9 to 5. That's how it's today, not exactly how it's Bezman HaChazal. So first, the simple bottom says, first of all, Tholom, then he'll discuss how to answer the questions. First he says, today's live amazed, the Maestro, you can do certain things for you with four Tholom. Number one, he says, you cannot tell her to do Malach on Shabbos. I mean, any Kabbalan that's Mutter, he didn't start giving a Shivcha and live amazed today to get him a Kabbalan. Let's say give a Kabbalan a suit to go clean on Wednesday. Can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Therefore, any live amazed, you cannot tell her to do Malach on Isser on Shabbos, like any Kabbalan. That means, anyhow, she can't tell her to wash the dishes. Can't tell her to do things that are also. That's number one. Number two is, you have a bayam tam sugi mar zayin. If you take give the end of kabbalah on this, you always have mar zayin. Now, the way I explain mar zayin are things that the derech is to go tell her at the moment to go do. Will be also. Example, she has, let's say, a job to clean the house that you do not say every time. You say it in the beginning, and she does it constantly next whole entire year. The idea of going shopping is something you tell her at the moment, at that time. Where's one shopping? Give her a list, go shopping. So, it's something you tell her at that time. So the Maris Ayin, maybe he told her at the moment to go shopping and so, and those are melechas that are usher. And therefore, you cannot do things that are usher without the Sugya Maris Ayin. That's the second thing. A third call, he says, you have to make sure you do not let her do things that are problem with that. Zilzul Shabbos, Zilzul Shabbos. The one case of Zilzul Shabbos, we learn the Sugya in Reish, the law of Ashra Milso, things that have curl, sound. Therefore, to let her use a vacuum cleaner or a dishwasher, washing machine, a dryer, those things that have sound to it, nifl get a Zilzul Shabbos, and that she cannot do on Shabbos. What do you want to say? What's nifl Zilzul Shabbos? He says, for example, doing garden work. That's Zilzul Shabbos. He says, washing windows on Zilzul Shabbos. Also, that I'm not exactly sure why that's so. Lamaisi says, the third thing you have to make sure is not nifl get a Zilzul Shabbos. And the fourth thing he says, even though you take care of it, no Amir Yisrael, and there's no Baya of Marasayin, no Baya of Zilzul Shabbos, still the act that she does, you cannot have enough of it. It's having enough Maestro Shabbos. That means if Goy puts on the light in the house, you can't have enough of it. You'll get the clone when and why and how. The color is. What?
What
should you do your first off, let's say? In those cases, we'll get the clone. We'll ask that question.
What should you do first off?
First the clone. Those are four clone, he says. Again, if he says, once you have the four clone, anything above that will get the cases, the Maestro Motor. I mean, to let a living maid do things that the Melachas had to avad she can do. First, she can do Melachas Isser if it's not the case you told her, and not Zilzal Shabbos, and not Maris Ayin, and not the case having off from it, it might be Motor. Now, first, to understand why that's so.
Is a living the same as where you come every day?
No, we'll get to why. The question is, how do Mechab do this in the Mishnah Berurah? So, first, again, he says the Matthias in the Mishnah Berurah is a case of 24/7. That means, of course, Mamashi case the Ramu was Raibitz, or Melachas, Mamashi should be case over here, that's Ulcer. Since over here, in the case of doing all Melachas, everything is Mamashi, that's Ulcer. Here, this case over here, is the Mamashi, she has a choice when better one to work. She has a choice, she can say either she can work on Shabbos or Sunday, she has one day off, she gets 2 days off, she can pick what day she wants. Now, the way I have a simple bottom says, he went to a Moshe and asked him, Moshe Feinstein, is there head of his man is there for living maid? And Moshe said, the Malach, that if you sit her down when you hire her, and you give her a choice, you're working 5 days. Take 2 days off, you have a choice to take off Shabbos or Sunday, take 1 day off during the week also, that's what most of them do, and then take off 2 days, one middle of the week and one either the weekend. You give her a choice. I don't care, do Shabbos or Sunday. She can pick whatever she wants. So in essence, she can either wash the dishes that she has to go do either on Shabbos or Sunday. Most of them pick to work on Shabbos and take off on Sunday. That's what they'd rather go do. Why? Because that's how the guy would rather have their day off. So in essence, you'll give them a choice when to go do it. You're getting nothing out of it. So you don't have the, even though it's kol malachas, but the Yisrael Shabbat is you're gaining nothing out of it. The Kol Malach is also why, because Ebbe Gwit Hanoi, you're having a lot of it, Mr. Ashoi, here the Maisha is gaining nothing out of it. She had the choice, you're giving her the option, you want to go do it. And therefore, some bottom example, the Marsham, he himself wants to tie this idea, the Daik is the Nafshai. He says, the Prat, you make a Tanai with her, that you can work it either on Shabbos or Sunday, one or the other. He does end up Sarachim, but Maisha, what she says, that's where we go. And they want to tie up. What? Coin the Rabbit's motor. Because the rabbi writes the word that I'm having a lot of it. You're not having a lot of it.
What's the Mishavur explained? It said that the point is that that's you're working Talmud. But if that means if you're working Talmud, you are also even going to the Rambam. If you're not working Talmud, then
Because Talmud is, you'll gain out of it because you lose out something. You're not losing out anything. The whole idea can actually have a lot of it.
If it's not Talmud, then that's where the Rambam matters.
It's not Talmud. Why? Because it's not Talmud once in a while. But sometimes it might come up 2 or 4 things happen, and I can't write down. In the end, I might lose out on all. Yeah, I'm not losing out on all. We ain't losing nothing out of it.
Am I saying making her have a choice where you know that she's going to pick Shabbos?
No. And sometimes, you know what, in certain weeks, she actually might pick a switch days. She might switch. It's up to her. You sat down, you give the option before, it's whatever she wants. And therefore, some woman says you went to Shlom Zalman, and Tanya Fisher, and Scheinberg, and it might set a smolter. However, there's another problem. That means it's not the sugya of the Ram and the Ravid and the Kol Malachas you took care of. However, what happens on the sugya of Baishal Yisrael? The other problem the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Maisa, working the Baishal Yisrael, the sugya of Maris Ayin. You took you the idea of Kabbalah of having a Noah. What happens on the sugya of Maris Ayin, Baishal Yisrael? She comes along and he says to her, Moshe came along and says, the Chiddush, he wants kind of the Baishal Yisrael, since the certain jobs are, everyone knows, are not being told to be done right then and there, the whole situation is you tell the person before and what to go do. So therefore, since you sat down the person before and told them you don't work whenever you want, in essence, and these jobs no one tells them right now. That means a certain job he says, for example, washing dishes, you don't tell them every time go wash the dishes. She knows a living maid, Bizarre, I have a sister, 25 years already a living maid, that's how it is. A living maid, that's the Matthias, they know these are the jobs she goes to go do. Things that are built in that they know they do constantly without being told to go do. The whole problem of Baisha Yisrael is why? Because people think you were told to go do it. Again, like the Nira Vosis, she can switch whatever she wants. That's true. Where's the Kabbalah? It's $20,000 a year. It's not skill year. $20,000 a year. Oh, don't get that's really the only problem really left. But besides, before that, first the Heter, then we'll get to that problem. But my come along with Moshe. You want time? The whole Indian of Baishah Yisrael is why? Because the Derech is that you, Maris Ayin, you tell the person go do it. Maisa, there's certain jobs. The derech is to the living mate, don't tell them. They were simple, one says you want to wash dishes on Shabbos, it's me telling the sugya of you can go do it, can tell her. But you never tell her, she always does it that's me. So she can wash dishes for you on Shabbos, she chose Shabbos or Sunday. She wants to wash the floor, no problem. Again, I'm not sure washing the floor is different than washing the windows, one's zilz and one's not, but that's what he went with. He says folding laundry, so no problem. Taking out the garbage, no problem. clean the tables, the house, no problem. All these things are, again, might be malachas that are osir, but since it's built in, she knows to do it herself without being told. And also, it's mitzvah in it, she has choice, want to go do it. Says a simple bond mice, there's no problem. Not nichon lechumah of the living maid.
What if you still tell them to wash dishes?
You can't, not allowed to. You're not told to wash dishes, you're not allowed to.
How does it take care of, I don't understand how that fixes the fact that she's doing malacha in a Jew's house.
He wants to say that the issue of doing, explain the side of the chayadom. They say two things. First of all, this chayadom we didn't get to, really, the side over here, the mechaber. We'll see, the first those one arguation base. That's also single one of mitzvah, the chalkim. But he says, the idea of Baish Yisrael is that in the mitzvah, Maris Ayin, that someone told the person to go do it right now. So why are they writing that? Someone told them. People usually, they're told to, right? Why are they starting now? They're being told. If the derech is not being told, therefore there's no Maris Ayin. Everyone knows that no cleaning lady, a living maid, is not told to wash dishes. Everyone knows, that's her job. That's she. Anyone walks in and sees, that somebody told her? No one says that. They was told, whatever, she has to wash dishes earlier. Therefore, the... Achana, you can't. That's Achana. You know, watch this on Shabbos.
How long does she
have to
work by
No. Once she's there already. And you live in that, people find that right away. You have a live in, you can tell. As Ilum says over here, forget when you live in, you couldn't order the, she ends up being the boss in the house. Now you can tell how, who's a living, who's the. She's boss. Ask anyone who has living, they know. Fine. The only problem is, the Maestro Simple, I want to go further, point out that the Bettina disagrees and the Vos disagrees, and they want time to see Mr. Mishpah is not the way, but oh, yeah, there is one slight problem over here. What happened to the Zigga of Maris Ayin, and how do you know the person said that you made a sign beforehand? That's an interesting idea. Again, the whole header is, again, the shoot idea of the Baishu, so one of the problem. But what happened about the sugya, that how do we know that we made the deal with her and told you right to work Shabbos or Sunday?
Were you saying that was a deris?
Yeah.
No, not, that's not that the people
get. Deris to me, that's not important.
No, it's not that they have to, they're lucky, you have to go do that.
Yes,
if you don't do that, it'll be ulcer. Because why? Because she, when you sit her down before and someone bottom and tells her, these are your jobs you're going to do, and she works on Saturday, about she knows, you're telling her this is your job you're going to do. But you give her the option before that's not your job, so that's not a dietary option. Otherwise, she expects this is her job. So the Baya, what happened to, how do you know the Snai was? Oh my, there's no Maris Ayin on this Snai because there's no Amir going on right now. That's a Kiddush. That's the real Kiddush of here, why those two disagree. I don't have a clear answer. Maybe this is this Maris Ayin. Who said we made up this Maris Ayin? Can we make up Maris Ayin? That's interesting kashu over here.
Derek
is, most people do not make a Snai. But Kurt, don't sit down with the maid and say, this is your job. You can do work on Saturday or Sunday, whatever you want. What do you do? You tell her, here's the 7 days of Sunday, you know. Yeah, obviously not been around enough. But that's the category. How do you answer that? But my those who follow single bottom, and those who, and these, again, Ramosha says it, and these from Zalman, and others might say, when's this malach over here? Now, in this Indian, Kamal Mishmum examined that. We have the idea that according to Taz, when a person is not makbid, the halacha is that there will be a mutter. Oh, so when it's not a living maid, that's mamshel hesker yoyim. That's mamshel hesker yoyim. You pay by the hour. Now, there are a couple of cases in the not living. There's a case where she's doing malacha with heter. That's why you pay by the law, that's not a problem. Pay for that's malacha with heter. Malacha iser, most cases, would be a problem. Yesh Lodin washing dishes, there might be a different case over here, because washing dishes per se is mutter on Shabbat except inside the Isser Machono. So the Macholik Sapoiskim, someone to get involved in Taino, since the Malacha itself is not also only in the Kimta, certain cases are also, so if you do not tell her before, and let's say you tell her also, but a lot of clean ladies, you tell them come Saturday night, they come early, especially Shabbos ends early. So they're coming a Daita de Nafshe. So you have a Daita de Nafshe by Ischir Yoim. On washing dishes, there's a machlokes among the swarm. A lot of them want to be makel, say it should not be a problem. Nobody wants to say it's not a problem. That we'll get to another time. That's melachas iser. We have to get back to melachas iser. Here's a question. I mean, not melachas iser. I'm not going to your boy. Yeah, she is a real. She's not again a living maid is a kabbalah. That's what she is. She is a kabbalah. She's just picking what to go do. Those are the Rambam and the Raivis. A real lean lady is chayyos. What? Still, we paying them the amount we pay by the hour. It's not by the job.
Why? Why?
Because most of them are not doing it that way. Some people pay 3 hours, some pay clean the house. Right? A lot of them, you agree before them, they tell you, we're coming to these amounts of hours. If it's a half hour, if you told clean the house in a half hour, you know, I came for a amount of hours. It goes by the hour, it takes by the hour. Then you have buy a bike, so you sold again. You still have to take care of that problem. Like that would be fine.
No.
So then you have to tell her, okay, the head of you is by is living mate, you don't tell her. Can you tell her? I've lost that shop, yes.
What about
Again, it's a tasnel job. Right? It's a dicey nafshe. Everybody clearly doing it for herself. But the taz ends off that the whole machalik shalom and the ravid when a person not mak, but a person is mak, but yet it finishes a certain time. Maise, it's going to be ulcer. That's again the taz brought down by the mishnah. Again, the is el rav wants to disagree, but if you mak, but it finishes a set time, the maise ulcer. Now, what does that mean? That set time has to be ulcer. The way the mishnah explains, come to the prima garden. Let's say you tell a guy. Example, you give a car into the mechanic and tell him, Maisa, it's Friday, I want to pick it up on Shabbos. The only way you can get the job done is on Shabbos. Since you're forcing the guy to work on Shabbos, like I'm fixing cars as a kabbalah. He's met him, he is a hard for the job. But since you're forcing him to work on Shabbos, Maisa's also. Building upon that, they discussed an interesting case of how far you take this yisoid over here, the force of the person to work in Shabbos, that is also, what is the getter? Example, let's say a person, you give him a car on Thursday afternoon, he says, I'm picking up Moshe Shabbos. Now, the only way he has spent 2 days working upon it, he has a choice. He can work the whole Thursday night and the whole Friday, and be ready for Moshe Shabbos. But no guy works Thursday night, it's not normal. He works Friday and then Saturday. In essence, you're forcing him to work on Thursday night, which is not normal. Therefore, comes out you're forcing him to work in Shabbos. So, in a case where he does have an option during it, Yimechol, and he is a kabbalah, hard for the job, is that going to be mutter or osir? Is that a nichlan what the Mishnah is saying you're forcing him to work in Shabbos? It's osir. And no, so kosayif adaitin the nafshay. The shalom among the swarm, the one the Torah is chayim and the Torah is Shabbos. They both want taino, and they want that maybe it's even side el rab inside the taz. They want taino, so kosayif. The loch is since it's up to the guy to go do. A gam, it's not a normal thing to go do. This is up to the guy. So my sister died to Nashay. But Moshe Patkins, as long as it's shaykh, the guy to go do it on Thursday night, he's very clearly so he can work the whole entire night. I died to the Nashay. I tell Shani, simple one said it's Piashiv or Scheinberg of Emakachuva, and they want Taino. Let's be realistic. In essence, he's telling the guy to work on Shabbos. There's no guy working through the night. There should be a problem. In essence, that's you telling him. So let's go one example. So it's about the end of Makom Atzerich. It can be Makom. Take it a step further. You could give a car to a guy on Friday and tell him to pick it up on Monday. It's one day job. Your choice to work on Shabbos or Sunday. Now to be open Sunday is a normal thing. Some are and some aren't. So you ask him to do something that's normal, but he himself, the Maestro, a lot of people are not opened. He's closed on Sunday. This Torah says very clearly that he's closed on Sunday. So also, it is a case that is normally open, but him is normally closed also.
Why is it different than the old guy to your house that you know she takes off on Sunday? Why is it different with the car guy I know is closed Sunday and the guy that I know takes off on Sunday?
Because
the living mate, right? You know she takes off on Sunday, and you know she's working shops. Why is it any different than that?
No, because they're here, again, she tells the choice. Somebody actually picks Sunday sometimes. Here, the store says, I am closed Sundays. It's a big sign. Closed.
No.
You said that before. The mice, you don't know. I know. They switch sometimes. You don't know. They can switch. They will switch if they need to. They have a wedding, they'll switch. They do switch. No, so the difference, one is it's normally open Sunday, it's also normally closed on Sunday. It has the malice to it. The iskin do something that's normal, which he chooses not to, which a lot of people choose not to. So then there's more of a reason maybe to be makel over here. That means those who are makel by working through the night. Avad Shem Moshe gives an example. Also Sunday says, be open Sunday. And they have a Torah's time and they bring the Imre Yoshe and others say, my should be mutter. However, still they bring down the Yehudi Yalo and the Chemed Shloimo. They come along the one time, the Chemed Shloimo, the one time. So it goes like, in essence, you tell them to work on Shabbos. If you be open Sunday, come on, the game. Whoever works on Sunday. I some will do, some will don't. But the Maestro, he says he's not. In essence, you're telling him to work on Shabbos. They have again the Archa Shabbos, and Mishlom Mizalman, the Sharmic, others being down the Lachid. The Maestro tell him to work on Shabbos, it should be also. Again, a single bottom, 2 pages later, being down this Makalagas. Says also, you can make a Makamatsarach. Take a third case over here. Let's say, Be'etzim, everyone's open on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Everyone's open in the week. He, the Maestro, says, I'm not going to be in the city. Me personally, I'm not going to be here. Why I would go to the Simcha, I'm not going to personally be here. Well, a similar case, Archa Shabbos says, you're giving a car to the mechanic on Wednesday. The mechanic tells the person, you know what, there's a line of 10 cars, we go in order. Your car is going to come out on Saturday. You want me to pick it up on Sunday? I'm going to have to do it on Saturday. I'm telling that to you. That's how the system works over here. So he's telling you that, true, I work, but I'm telling you the way the system works, it's going to be done on Saturday. Can we happen on Shabbos? Is that also, in essence, you're telling the guy, you should tell him fine. You're telling him to work on Shabbos. You're telling him, true, to work on Shabbos. Even though the stores usually open in the week, I have a symbol to go to work on Shabbos. Again, Archa Shabbos wants a taina, Api Chesbon should be also. You're telling him to work on Shabbos, and the Shabbos, being down at Swah, should be also.
You're going to tell you that week, I am working Shabbos, and I'm thinking...
But myself, we'll get this information from Zion, Be'ez Hashem, today and tomorrow, you'll see the Chuv, I think Pasha before Shabbos should be not that way. Before Shabbos should be not that way, then by saying a case of a letter, I think the Chuv, this case, I think everyone agrees with myself, it's more true, because this is a normal thing, and he himself asked him should do it that way. So this is a personal thing. I think a personal thing is certainly not a case where, again, where it's normal, or the case where it's not normal. Again, there are three cases here. Case not normal to work through the night. The case that's normal to be open or closed on Sunday. Something that's a personal thing, I think a lot of should be more to come and see there are for Shabbos and Shemir Shabbos want to say it's a problem.
Would it be worse if it's noticed to be a Jewish car?
We'll get to that ratio of Bayes Kavlonis. We'll get to that, yeah. That means you're giving a strangle to cleaners on they clean on Saturday. It might be worse, yes. Or Bekish or something like that. Everyone knows it's owned by Jews. We'll get to that question. Finally, the last tip over here, in of Myers Ein, again, to have some Uba. That means we know the sugya of getting, going to work for you is only two. Sugya is one of me and Lenokri, a sugya with that shlichus, and now we say either it's kaponis, or Rishis will be motor. We have a second sugya of Myers Ein. We have numerous ways of answering Myers Ein, or be motor, ilo chustot chum, for the case that's regilis. Come along with the Mechaber, brings down Nochet to the sugya of that the Hefsim Ubo, there won't be an Indian of Myers Ein. There won't be Mlocha, it's because we have Mlocha de Abodon or Mlocha de Reisa. That will have a Bayah that will be making Mlocha de Hefsim Ubo. So the Shuva starts with the second of Bay Sosio, it sounds like Mlocha de Ksivo. And it brings down the Lokha de Maisa, Mlocha de Roman and Taz, even by Mlocha de Abodon, that the Chashash of Yer still will be Mekel, which has a sugya of Hefsim Ubo. Two different ways of saying over, the Mishabua points out. Either you can say the reason is why. If you end up being Machlan's Indian, the main day Chumrah, the words of the Taz, but the words of Magabam, how much Mishabua goes by, coming to Matzul Yodoy, come to save what the Etzim is yours, to save Chazal would not be Machmer on this Indian of Marisain. So again, Marisain has a heter, they get the Sugya of Hefsimuro. The first can speak out clearly does not mean the Gayatir Revach. It means when you have a loss over here, Kamatzul Yodoy, then there will be a heter over here. The way the Shaitin writes in the next sim, it means something that you have a large loss, a Isa Gadol, or the Bali overwhelmed by the moment. The Echazal were not machmer upon the Sugya of Maris Ayin.
Why isn't
the
fact that you always get a
Revach
and now you're not
going
to
Revach? That's not the Chalaget of Hefsid. The word of Mishmur is either Matzel or Chomer. No, Mishmur was the Matzel of Sevum. You bet him only already, you just didn't get it.
Same
for Belailim?
What's the
Revach is Prophet. Prophet, people not usually bowl like Prophet, they appreciate and love Prophet.
What do you mean? You have a job, you
get
only money, you're in...
Fine, so that's called profit. Don't work that day. So if you lose your job, they'll fire you, that's hefsid. Working an extra day is profit, and fire from your job is hefsid. Now, this is why my flex over here, can you sell us the next day Nachri, and make sure he doesn't steal things from you? Flex over here, the Taz versus Magavram. My special one with the case of the Taz, the person that can't sit next to Goy, as long as not tell the Goy, tell him anything. A local mice be similar to the Meir Sain, the big down of Oz and Shuvah, Chel Kimmel. He wants Taino that Chazal will only match in a case of a person needs Panoso, otherwise he wouldn't have what exactly to eat. But today he seems to say that a lot of people have money, they're very rich, and the whole goal is only to amass fortunes. That's basically how he writes it. And that idea of Lada Chazal was not coming to Mekel to let you have a head to Mitzah Maris Ein, to let you have a shutter with a guy to go let a guy work for you Mitzah, so you give a couple of them. He says, the Maisa, even the people who come along to Mekel, he says that he knows technically should be Mutter, Baduk or Menusa, and anyone who ends up making a shutter with a guy and end up working not working out too well, either the guy somehow stole or other things went wrong, it's never worth an akedai to go against what Chazal, the spirit of the idea of Shabbos. So Gam comes out technically smutter. Today, Rabbi said, today no one makes these stories over here, no one does these things anymore. That's not an hogel. The Maisa was Samech on, we happen also be Iker, and if we're not Samech on these terms, Saibesh Midal, and also the Sugi next to him, Shimon Reish Bim Hei. Now, Shimon Reish Bim Hei, there's a couple reasons why we're not doing it right now. Number one, all the Shimon say we do not really be Iker do it, especially the Israelis for him. We don't do it. Number two, be Iker the Sugi of Sechar Shabbos, not Sugi of Mil and Afri. Number three, you have a time constraint. So we'll go to the Rishon above.
I just ask, why is it only Maris Ayin that we're doing this? Because it already stipulated from the beginning, or because
it's a Kabbalah better.
But it's a Kabbalah that he's
gained potential. So what? Kabbalah has to work. He'll gain out of it. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. But you know he's going to. He doesn't have to. Now, Tim Rishman Bob, best of the Machaber.
Just one more question. Why do we look at it like he's doing your job as opposed to he's doing his own?
Because he's a resource. He gets commission. Anytime anyone gets commission. The way out the swarm writes, we don't do it.
Right.
I know America. I said especially in Israel. All this from over here, right? We don't.
Exactly right. No one has jobs. Go around the people that have jobs and it's all that.
Peter. Yeah. Simulation involved. If you look, go according to Machaber, really, it's a circle of Shvises Kalim and Shvises Behemtoi. Alpha base Shvises Kalim, and the next three Sifma is Shvises Behemtoi. Hell of a point to the Amor is a circle of Amir Lenafi, circle of Shlifas. So, go through what it starts at the beginning of the Simon. The first Simon again discusses the idea of Shvises Kalim. That means if you learn the Shabbos first parak, and Dafi Chesel there, there's Machlik, Space Silver, Space Shammai, can the Kli work for you on Shabbos? Can you have your refrigerator work for you on Shabbos? Can your ikdisha work for you on Shabbos? Can you go have anything work for you on Shabbos? Come on, Bishammai, he says, you have a possible Torah, a Kolosha, a Mata, a Lechat, a Shemeru. You have an Isna, the Kli has to stop working for you on Shabbos. So the Gemara, so how in the world do you have children on Shabbos? My sister Pat is cooking food for you. The Gemara, you're right, you have to mafki your Kli. The Gemara, how in the world do you have Neres on Shabbos? So the Gemara, you're right, you have to mafki your Neres. Echonami, so going to Bishammai, you have to mafki your children pack. And therefore, if you're machmal bei shamay, people can ask the shabbat, go take your cholam bat. Echlam, that's bei shamay. Come on, bei sil, bei sil, no choices of money. You know if a person should rest, and not kelim, kelim has to do any melacha you want for you, and there's no problem. Machlokes bei sil, bei shamay. The bei sil starts off with this machlokes over here, that's machab over here. Meister, roi vishoynu ben chanal, the rosh, the tool, they paskin, we do not have the sugyo of shvises kelim, we paskin kelim, a lot of work for you. I tell the sheni, the bei sil does bring down a rekeach. It writes a case, well, for example, says Rekeach, when you have an axe, or you have a case of a plow, that the kelim that are made to do malacha with, you want to tie them, there's an iser to have them at work on Shabbos. We have the case of a boat, you want to give to a guy, and give it to a guy and use the boat on Shabbos, says Rekeach, you have a bayam, says Sugar Shvises Kelim. That's the basis explains to the Rekeach, that they give an axe or a plow or a boat to a guy, to give him Rekeach, the Maisa Isser Shvises Kelim. So we have a cap that seems to mock more for Shvises Kelim.
Is there, or even for a Mosheter? I don't know if you're using for...
No, this is the Isser. Giving Isser.
No, I'm saying, he means the Rekeach was saying that...
That's his case.
Doing Isser.
That you can do Isser with the Kli. Shvises. They bring down the Zerashbam that way, the Rav won't say, they rush the Kli this way, and therefore, the those one time, the Arisham, seem to be mock more Shvises Kelim. Now, even at Sati Machman, she was a Kalim walk clean, we're discussing, there are really two main mouths among the Baiskim. Either the Bach said we're discussing Dafka, a clean that does a Maisa. However, a clean does not do a Maisa like a pot, right? It's really not doing the Maisa. Therefore, be Motor, mashing an axe, doing the Maisa over here. Or the but only clean is doing the Maisa. And the second thing is, another way of saying the Pshad, the Machmim, instead of some Sefer and Shuva, he wants to say that it really depends. If a clean that's being, that the Malacha being done by itself, like a Rechaim, like a grinder, like it goes by itself, that's not nichol geder shvises kelim to be machmer. The only case over here is when a person has to go do it, is that's the tzad of kekri machman. That means to take a boat or take an axe and to swing it. The person's going to do it. That's the tzad to be machman by shvius kelim. Aloch lemay to be machman shvius kelim. The mechaber is very clear. There is no shvius kelim. The amal also maravram chayodim raz kitzer or hashulchan mishabur. They're very clear. There's no chumah shvius kelim. Al tzad hasheni. Those who come along the back and says yeshimayim should be machmer, and any keli that does avoid of you on Shabbos should be machmer. Now like suggest shvius kelim. Al rabba toys for Shabbos. Interesting, they come along with Shlomo Zalman. He has a slave called Ma'ura Ish, electricity on Shabbos. He writes over there about time clocks. He discusses numerous problems with the time clocks. It says one problem is shvius kelim. How do they have time clocks? He said echlami should be machmer. Yeshimayim should be machmer and mafki a time clock. You want to use it on Shabbos. Interesting, the choshes for the Bach Shito, the Eliyahu Rabbah Shito, they come along and say you should be machmer your Shabbos clocks.
It's on.
When Shabbos clock is working, it's time by itself. It's a Shvius Kelim. It's clearly working.
The Shabbos clock turns on the AC.
The Shabbos clock.
Not the AC.
Maybe in the AC for both of them, even. Both. Yeah. Pashas both. In what time? It's a Chiddush also, which Shlomo Zalman says, be choshes of the Shito. A similar, others won't be choshes of the Chassam Soiva Shita. The person that has to go to the Melacha and they'll get a Shvius Kelim. They become on the Kintaro. And the rest of the what's kind of having a fax or telephone being working on Shabbos, well, let's say a guy's going to go send you something, or a yid from other country goes send you something, say, you're going to get a Shvius Kelim. Because it's being done on Melacha through a person making it clearly work. You have an Ism without a Sugya Shvius Kelim, and they're choshes, but they send you nowhere. They should not have a fax working on Shabbos without a Sugya of Shvius Kelim. Mice is interesting, Chiddush also, because Mice, you read the page over here, Reish Mavov. Now, one of the places when the page seems to be Machba, the Sindhi, not the Taz, not the Machavom, not the Mishmur, not the Shulchan, for the industry is Kelim, site in the Malach, where they go like the Bach, Malach of the, that, it's Kim Isim Lacha, where they go with the some service Malach, no one brings it down. So I'm not sure why Mishlom is Zaman being Chosh for it, or why they can turn Baloch being Chosh for it. The Minik Oilam is that we do not seem to be Machba our faxes, or worry about our time clocks over here. About the Shabbos clock, we seem to give the get, and there's no issue at all. Or Shvius is Kalim, we all look Beis Hillel, Maaseh, and Smotar. Now, that's the get to Mechabes Avonah in the Sugya. Come along to the Ramah, he says, really, from the Sugya Daf Yotes, Mamshuk the Sugya, that the Gemara says a person cannot be Mafkir Kalim to a Goy on Friday, there are Shabbos. However, on Wednesday and Thursday, the Maaseh, and Smotar. However, cannot be Seichel, cannot lend Kalim, rent Kalim to a Goy on Friday. What is the reason why I cannot rent Kalim to a Goy on a Friday? Coming with Beis Yosef and bringing down the Rishonim, very simple. There are three different malchus among the Rishonim. One is, those one time, that's Beis Shammai Shita, Shvius is Kalim. And therefore, since there's Beis Shammai Shita, Shvius is Kalim, we pass him, there's no Isser or Shvius is Kalim. Therefore, you're allowed to rent things to a Goy on Friday. That's how they read, the Rambam, Teskeriyah, Teskeriyah, they pass him, allowed to rent things to a Goy on Friday. That's Beis Shammai Shita, in the Vice, you cannot do that. Asad HaShayni, come along with Ben Yonah, brought down by the Rosh, says, no, the Sunday has nothing to do with Shvius Kalim. So what's the difference between Thursday and Friday? Thursday and Mutter Friday is also Shvius Kalim, which is not making a difference over here. David, what's kind of the state of your wise also? Because Kalim will do Molochah for you. It's also because Mechzik Yishluchai. Nekit HaMetzai calls Mechzik Yishluchai. And therefore the Rajba, the Torah being down, the Indom is Mechzik Yishluchai, Amir L'Nafi over here. That means you cannot rent a cleat to Goyen Friday. You know why? Amir L'Nafi. It's a Maris to Goyen. Maris Ayin Sugyo of Amir Lanafri Club.
He's doing his own malacha.
Yes, he's doing his own malacha. You're renting it to him.
We'll
try to explain it. But on Friday, he makes a shluchah, and Wednesday and Thursday, he makes a shluchah. It's not a shluchah, it's only Mephthah. There's a third reason among the Rishon, the one time that we get a Sukkah Shabbos, which the Mishmur points out before everything agrees, you have to give the Sukkah Sukkah Shabbos, but there's a Vavlo over here. So Maisa come along with Machlok, what is the aside why you cannot make a cleat to a Goyin Erev Shabbos? Aloch Lamaisa. The Mechaba come along in Paskins, you can. Why? Because it goes like the street of the Rambam and the Rif, that the Issa Dachta Mitzah Shvi says Kalim, and here no Issa, we don't pass the Shvi says Kalim, my said Smutter. That's how the next father Baker go with. However, there are also the Chayn Iker, the no, we cannot rent a Klita Goy on our Shabbos. You cannot rent a Klita Goy on our Shabbos. Why? Because the Mepharshim is Mechzik Yishlucha, the Sigil of Amir Lanafri. Now, this Inya Wokli we're discussing, where the Mishra explains, means any Klita that causes Melacha to happen. Loved after the words of the Mechab that says it's clear that Isim Lacha, but any clear that causes them Lacha to happen, whether it's a path or an axe, does not make a difference. As long as not, it would come like in the case of Bekotim, that nothing happens with it, no one happens with it. The Mike is also to rent it on Friday. The Bealacha does say, from Kivege, Dafka, Melacha, over there, right? So, if a Sugan Maristain, Mephthik, Yishluchai. Not a case of Drabbatan over here. Now, the halacha is that this Indian of renting a kli to go on Erev Shabbos, dafka renting, speaks out the Mechaber and the Ramah, not like the Arzurah, that Sha'ila bar lending a kli to go on Maitet's Mutter. Now, the Mechaber Gishlucha, what's the difference? So, the words of the Rosh, and the way the Matzah Shekel explains the chilek over here is that when you rent a kli to a guy on Friday, since if you would rent him and you tell him to not use the kli on Shabbos, the sky will be less. You'll charge a different price. That means you rent him for all week, be let's say 10 shekels, you say, can I have it on Shabbos? Be 9 shekels. So since you're charging him a higher price, now he can use it on Shabbos, and he took it out on Friday, it looks like on Shabbos when he's using the kli, it's coming to pay you back. It looks like being a shliach to pay you back the extra money that you charged him. With there's no payment going on over here, so when you rent a kli, to lend a kli to a guy, so fine, it's his kli, he does whatever he wants with it. The diet is not, so the mindset's motor. That's the spar over here. And they will come along with a lock and we pass, you cannot rent a kli to a guy on Friday, they can lend a kli to a guy on Friday. The question is practically, a car company that leases cars on Friday, is that also or is that motor? So I see the Yaki guy, he says, very simple, he discussed it. He says, yeah, it's water, machaber. There's no issue, Shvisa Kalim on Friday. But it sounds like, if you go like your Amal Shito, we're renting a car to a guy on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, for the Amal should be a problem. So see the Pesach Teshuva, he wants to say maybe the side of the heter is, either you kind of that you have a sticker upon it, Avis rent a car, or Baji rent a car, a gam is owned by Yid, everyone sees you renting a car. And the derech of renting a car is purely a daita nashay, and not nichol in the isser, besides the idea of mefzik yishluchay. Or you can say similar, if you see a person driving a car out of a lot that's owned by Yid, even though it does not say the sticker upon it, everyone knows this lot is a rent a car place, and therefore it's not mefzik yishluchay. The problem is, first of all, as the Pesach himself says, we make up swaras of Chazal, maybe it's getting a blank flow. Number two, we go beside the swaras, but you look upon the Rishonim again, what's the swaras, why is the difference? You're charging him a higher price, and it looks like when he's driving around the shop, he's driving around for you. The problem is not the car per se, but what he does with the car. It looks like he drives around on Shabbos, that says this company that everyone knows owned by Yid, for Shmelki's car company, what's that to go rent this car on Erev Shabbos? I'm not sure why the quote is a heter. It's the same thing negate to phones. You meant phones to go in Erev Shabbos. The idea is declaring what malacha is the isser of using a phone on Shabbos. If it's the Rabbanon, the Mishmur says, what's the halacha? There's no isser of on Friday. That means talking on the Shmos called electricity, that person can say, especially if we're going as a get of only the Rabbanon. Elamai, when he types upon it, writing, Machlok Yishalem on the Paiskim, what's the ksiva that disappears? Again, it stays here for a minute or two, you shut it down, put it down. Or who says he even has kavanah for it? He wants to make a phone number, it's only a case of sick ratio. Now, you could tell me, it's Machlok Yishalem, using a phone if it's the Rabbanon Shabbos or the Deraisa. Make it could be for your soul, it's the Deraisa, because number one, because it is a sick ratio by your soul, not by a goy. And number two is the Mishnah Berurah that says, let's give an example, Simon Shin Memhei, they gave to carrying in Rishus Rabbim. He says, Allah is that the go carrying Rishus Rabbim, if we have 600,000 people, if that's the get of Rishus Rabbim, it might be Machlok Yishalem 12 out of 11. So the get to go, you give a get of Rabbanon. So the Machlok is among the Paiskim, something to Rabbanon or the Raisa, one the clone of the Paiskim on time, and the get to go, we give it a get of Rabbanon. A couple of Mishnah Berurah says as well. So it could be the get to go, we'll give a get of a phone to Rabbanon. If so, there won't be any Maris Ayin again renting a phone to go on Friday. On the Saturday, there might be Rabbanon. But the Maris Ayin renting a car, Lois Vah Ish Bechol Moshe Vesaychim, combustible engine, the cool helmet did their ISO. I'm not clear why there's any head up in this Swarish for your parents. What he said is, I looked around, didn't see anyone discuss this question except Ikhli Yati Yosef, where he says, Echonami, he's his Friday Mabaya. He said, Echonami, Kun the Ashkenazim, he doesn't seem not clear with the head there. And if it's Ketuvus himself, he's not clear with the side is why a person should be Makel. Sorry? let me just end up with one point. Back to Shvisas Kalim. Is that we have a look of using a kli on Shabbos to Maaseh we pass because Mutter, except for those on Mimachwer. Now, they do discuss first negate the Kalim. You go after the Mokkim, but by the or after the kli. I mean, let's say you're over here in Israel, and the kli is in Chutzlar. So negate the Beis Hillel does not really make that much of a difference because going to Beis Hillel and Eklami. There's no Issa Shvisas Kalim, come to those on Mimachwer. The only question really we negate to, if you go to Beis Shammah, you want to be Shito. The question is, the Maaseh, can you send the facts to place at Shabbos? You send the facts to place at Shabbos. So this question to a Moshe, and Moshe says, "My sister, she was Kalim. If you use on Shabbos, my bayah, there's no problem. The problem that goes this way, the ikkumid is not a problem. Shmir Shabbos, the option, the efficient. Most places can, many places can say, you let us set the facts to a place, the Moshe, where it is Shabbos. There's no sugavir of Shvitas Kalim. Hagam, that those want to be machmir and say, if you go to some Sefer Shita, you'll have a problem.
House
of Yid, house of Goy, won't make a difference. Sending it per se means not sending it. So there's going to be three things here: sending it, reading it, and moving the piece of paper. If you have a question, just want to end up, again, this is Kalim. I mean, sending it per se shouldn't be a problem. Now the question is, the person who receives it on Shabbos, can he the Maisa read it? Can he read it? So they get involved with Numa Swam one time, the Maisa Yeva Baya, whether it's Stein Fisher or Scheinberg or Shmir Shabbos, it was prime, all these one time is a problem over here. One mitzvah to get involved with Sugya Zilzal Shabbos, to get something of Shabbos is Zilzal over here, which you couldn't get involved with. Some of them getting facts that have the Vaitara upon it. Or can they get sent from Eretz Yisrael, whatever, vice versa. Maisa Vaitara, for only one time, to the Goldstein, and it was prime, it's Nichol get a Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos. The one time, that, if so, a person to read it. Why? There's an act that happened on Shabbos. And they would say that it's like a goy, my Shabbos can have, you can't have enough of it. In Nichol Gel, like a meal, the knocking, my Shabbos also. What? What? My Shabbos by goy is mutter, you can't have enough from it, right? So they're putting it under the category. Well, a goy is allowed to do whatever he wants. If he does it for you, it's also. So why is this worse than the case of a goy doing it for you? He still sends it, oh, he's all different country. I'm much Shabbos, I sent my father something to read. So I'm a goy sending something that happened on Shabbos, my Shabbos, like goy doing it. And my Shabbos and Shabbos, you can have enough from it. You can have enough from it. Those one time on my soul to read it, it's also. Oh, come with others, my taino. So that we have examined real enough. Here is an interesting case over here. What exactly do you look upon? There's no issue Jesus Caleb. But here, all he is doing it. That means if a guy, let's say, types something up for you in America, you can't have enough from it. So here, the issue, the Kli is doing it, but the Yid caused it to go happen. So he's a goyim. So what exactly is that over here? That was one time the Fakir. They asked the question of the Yashim. And the Simcha Bonim brings down Pesachus one time. I see a lot of read on Shabbos. So this is a Shigal Das question. Now, how do you look at this as being? Is this a Maisa Shabbos that you can't read or cannot read?
So
even on the tzad that you can read it, they give out another problem. Maybe it's Mukhsa. We've had two sugyas. It's had a sugya of Noilat, wasn't here before Shabbos, came down on Shabbos. The Rebbe from the Zama wants to ask him to have a sugya of Noilat. Or the reason it's had a sugya of Ksar and Kiss, maybe the paper itself has a value to it. Now, when discussing the fax paper is Ksar and Kiss, I think discussing the old fax paper that we used to have, and remember the Rollo ones,
yeah.
A special paper, and if they want to answer him, it's like Ksar and Kiss. I think Bizman is there. They discuss two reasons why it should not be. The Ksar and Kiss idea, we get involved in the question, get the Muksa in general, is paper nifl get the Muksa? Our place can want to say Bizman is there, not negate the Muksa in most people's houses, unless you're in my father's house, while he's very mocked. Otherwise, most people think if they just make airplanes out of it, it has no value to it. The second, again, the Sugya of Neilad, also Yesh Lodin. The law is, they get to the idea of Neilad, is that Goy doesn't have any Sugya of Neilad. That we learn the Sugya of Muksa, Simon Shintest. By the Amal, there's no Neilad by case of Neilad. So if Goy does something on Shabbos, no Neilad of Neilad. So here, Betzim, he's sending the facts. He's Betzim creating this piece of paper over here. There should be no Neilad of Neilad, especially when you prepare it to use before Shabbos. So the Archa Shabbos, he's not clear why is the Issa of Neilad over here. Why is the Issa of Muksa? He said, well, you want to tell me a Ksar and Kiss? If you're making it before, and why is it Ksar and Kiss also? You're made to be used on Shabbos also. So if it's not Ksar and Kiss, you want to know who says it is, number one, number two, even if it is, who cares? You appear to be used on Shabbos. No. Akta, Medaitoi. A second, so the Sugya of Neilad, he gets involved with the Nochli, there's no Neilad. It's your paper. So what if it's your paper? You might say there's no Neilad, something great over here creates. But then there seems to be a Shalom on the Swarm. The third question, the gate to Sugya, if it's Muksa, can you move it? That means the Loch is sending it, but the Vajim say, yeah. Like I'm those who want me Machmer. And the gate to Sugya of reading it, or the Sugya of being Metalklet, there's a big Shalom on the Swarm how to apply this, the fact things, what to go do. And other Swarm say, yesh, yesh. Much Shabbos, no problem. There's no Muksa. Okay, she has no problem. I'm 100%. But Elisham, next time, we're doing a Rish from Zayin, and we're doing a Rish from Nun Bey, the Sugya of Kabbalah by Metalklet.
Had double shadows of the story to pay? No problem.
Sorry?